When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Talking about thermostat wars this morning. Find it interesting, Sue, that you adjust the thermostat by one single degree.
It just matters.
One little button on that digital.
And I know when I walk in the house, if it's 68, 67, 68, 69, or 70.
Same.
I could name it the minute I walk in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't use like Siri to call the butler ahead of time before you get home to have them have the house at the right temperature. I'm surprised to hear that, Sue.
I'm actually surprised you don't have an app to do that, too, because it does seem like... I mean, you do got someone that brushes off the three steps outside, so
I can see it.
We can control our own thermostats.
The house staff is like, she's almost here.
I know.
Get the room to the proper temperature, please.
No.
But it does matter. A degree does
matter. It does matter.
617-655-1067 at Morning Magic. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well this morning.
You're not too cold or too warm in the car? Do you need to turn the heat up or down or something like that?
No, I like it nice and cool. But I'll tell you, in my house, my temperature never, ever gets over 64.
64.
My wife would kill me if I put that over 64.
Wow,
that's even cold for me.
I know, that seems cool. So, do you have two floors or one floor?
No, we have one floor.
Okay, so you keep it at 64, and that's I could see that would be comfortable sleeping, because we keep ours low, like 65 upstairs to sleep. But during the day, do you need like a light fleece or something?
Oh, I go to bed with my long underwear on, let me tell you.
I bet you do.
Let me ask you, what is the 64? What is that all about? Is that your wife is warm, or is it a money thing, or what's going on?
No, it's my wife. She likes it nice and cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it cool, too, but that's really cool.
Yeah, crazy. She'd break my fingers if I tried to turn that off.
Now you're cold and your fingers are broken.
Does she have a cage around the thermostat, like bolted to the wall?
Oh, my God. It's right in our living room where she sits, so she's constantly looking at it.
I know. I do the same thing. And you can feel it when it changes, and you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, glad you're making it work, my friend. Oh. Enjoy your chilly day. Well, keep a sweater handy.
Yeah, exactly.
Take care. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's wise. If someone is in charge of the thermostat, best to let them be in charge of the thermostat.
Yeah, and if your wife is going through, you know, a certain time, like menopausal or perimenopausal.
Don't you dare.
You need to keep it cool. I'm just going to say from experience.
Definitely.
You need to keep it cool.
I second that.
This is me not participating in that conversation at all.
I cannot speak.